February 24, 1922. The cross of one who lives in the divine will becomes similar to the cross of Jesus. As I was in my usual state, my always adorable Jesus made himself seen in the act of taking up his cross and placing it on his most holy shoulders. And he told me, "My daughter, when I received the cross, I looked at it from top to bottom, to see the place that each soul would take in my cross. Among so many of them, I looked with more love and I paid a more special attention to those who would be resigned, and would live in my will. I looked at them, and I saw their cross, long and large just as mine, because my will made up for all that their cross lacked, making it longer and larger like mine. Oh, how your long cross stood out! So very long because of many years of bed, and suffered only to fulfill my will. My cross existed only to fulfill the will of my celestial Father, and yours, to fulfill my will. One gave honor to the other. And since both of them had the same measure, they blended together. Now, my will has the virtue of softening hardness, of soothing bitterness, of extending and enlarging short things. So, when I felt the cross upon my shoulders, I felt the softness and the sweetness of the cross of the souls who would suffer in my will. Ah! My heart heaved a sigh of relief, and the softness of the crosses of these souls made my cross adapt to my shoulders, sinking too much into it as to make me a deep wound. And although it gave me a sharp pain, I also felt the softness and the sweetness of the souls who would suffer in my will. And since my will is eternal, their suffering, their reparations, their acts, ran within each drop of my blood, in each wound, in each offense. My will made them be as though present at the offenses of the past, from the moment the first man sinned up to the present and future offenses. They were the ones who returned to me the rights of my will. And for love of them, I decreed redemption. And if others enter into it, it is because of these souls that they partake in it. There's no good I concede, either in heaven or on earth, which is not because of them.